This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. U.S. President Joe Biden and former President Donald Trump visited the U.S.-Mexico border on Thursday. While Biden urged Congress to reconsider a bipartisan immigration bill that fell apart in the Senate, Trump focused on crimes committed by migrants.
Migrant crime. We call it Biden migrant crime, but that's a little bit long, so we'll just leave it. But every time you hear the term migrant crime, you know where that comes from. Allowing thousands and thousands and actually millions and millions of people to come. Could be 15 million, could be 18 million by the time he gets out of office, because hopefully the biggest risk we have is 9 months. That's a long time.
Right.
A lot of bad things can happen.
During Biden's visit to Brownsville, Texas, he urged Trump to reverse his opposition to the bipartisan immigration
bill. I understand my predecessor's legal pass today. So here's what I would say to Mr. Trump. Instead of playing politics with this issue, instead of telling members of Congress to block this legislation, join me, or I'll join you, in telling the Congress to pass this bipartisan border security bill. We can do it together. You know, and I know, it's the toughest, most efficient, most effective border security bill this country has ever seen. So instead of playing politics with the issue, why don't we just get together and get it done?
Immigration is expected to be a key issue in the November presidential election. For years, immigration policy has long been the issue that Washington lawmakers endlessly debated but cannot ever come to a resolution on. Authorities say fire raced through a seven-story building in an upscale area of the Bangladeshi capital Dhaka Thursday night, killing at least 43 people, injuring dozens more. Firefighters brought the blaze under control in about 2 hours, according to authorities. The government has ordered an investigation into that deadly fire. For more news, please join us at voanews.com. This is VOA News. U.S. officials reacted with concern at the news of civilians killed while trying to get humanitarian aid in Gaza. We get more on the story from VOA's Jeff Custer.
Speaking to reporters as he left the White House Thursday, U.S. President Joe Biden said they were still gathering information on the incident, and as he understood it, there were two versions of what happened. U.S. Agency for International Development Chief Samantha Powers, who was in the West Bank Thursday, said regardless of the circumstances, the incident should never have happened.
I know investigations are underway to find out exactly, again, what happened today. But again, a core principle that applies everywhere USAID and our partners work around the world is that desperate civilians trying to feed their starving families should not be shot at.
Jeff Custer, VOA News.
AP correspondent Karen Chalmers now reports on the arrest of an editor of a top Russian independent newspaper.
The editor of a well-known Russian independent newspaper has been detained after being accused of discrediting Russia's military. Sergei Sokolov is the editor of Novaya Gazeta. He was detained by officers from Russia's Center for Combating Extremism. It said the charges are related to an article printed by the newspaper. Administrative charges, such as those given to Sokolov, are usually punishable by a fine or a short prison sentence. The date of Sokolov's hearing is not yet known. I'm Karen Chamas.
Here in the U.S., AP correspondent Ed Donahue now reports a young Pentagon leak suspect plans to change his plea.
Pentagon leak suspect Jack Teixeira is expected to plead guilty. Teixeira had previously pleaded not guilty. He is the Massachusetts Air National Guard member accused of leaking highly classified military documents about Russia's war in Ukraine and other sensitive national security topics on the social media platform Discord, which is popular with people who play online games. Investigators believe he led a private chat group called Thug Shaker Central. Court papers show the judge was asked to schedule a change of plea hearing next week. He's been behind bars for close to a year. Authorities haven't talked about a possible motive, but accounts of those in the online private chat group describe Teixeira as motivated more by bravado than ideology. I'm Ed Donahue.
Heavy gunfire has paralyzed Haiti's capital. At least four police officers killed as a powerful gang leader announced he will try to capture the country's police chief and government ministers. The move comes with Prime Minister Ariel Henry arriving in Kenya on Thursday, looking to finalize details for the deployment of a foreign armed force to help combat Haiti's criminal gangs. Gunmen shot at the country's main airport and other targets in a wave of violence Thursday that caught many by surprise. For more news, please join us, voanews.com. I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.